Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Tech Exceptions. And today I have an exceptional guest with me, Sheel Choksi from Ascend. And Sheel is a solution architect, works at Ascend.io, and his job in life is to simplify and accelerate data pipeline and data engineering tasks. Hi, Sheel.
Hey, Addy. Thanks for having
How
me.
How are you?
Oh, thank you
for joining. Awesome. So what exactly is that you do at Ascend?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a solution architect there. That's to help people with their data engineering problems, whether that's startups or enterprises. You know, we're seeing a whole range of data being collected by companies. And well, one of the things that you do after you collect data is to move it so that you can then analyze it and provide some business value out of it. And that's really what we're doing at Ascend. And that's specifically what I work on, which is to help people out in their needs.
So you said you help different businesses from different sizes. It can be a big company and can also be startups. And I know one of the challenges with startups is actually finding, you know, those people that can handle the data. So what do you do for them to make sure they are successful in this area?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's one of the things that's interesting with startups. And specifically what you said, the data engineering role is newer than more general software engineering. And so startups don't necessarily have the ability to hire that kind of talent. And, you know, at this point, everybody's probably working with Spark and, you know, with cloud storage, able to collect a huge amount of data, but doesn't necessarily have the expertise to transform it and, you know, deal with all the nitty gritty of Spark and making sure that it's optimized. And, you know, if it runs today, it'll run tomorrow. And that's really where the Ascend platform comes in. You know, we call it a unified data engineering platform because it is really there to help you with all aspects of writing and developing your pipelines. And the joke that we have internally is that, you know, it's pretty easy to write a Spark job that works and, you know, you dev it locally. It's pretty hard to write that Spark job that's going to run forever with any data volumes and over the course of time as your schemas change, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's when we talk about the Ascend product, it's really raising the level of abstraction and brings it back to people so that you can write your code to write your Spark job and write your transformations, but you're not also writing all of the code in terms of how to deal with error handling, incremental data, schema drifts, monitoring, all the other kind of parts where we see that, especially with startups, a lot of time goes outside of the goal that they're trying to accomplish.
Sheel, do you know how many years I spent investigating and drilling into Apache Spark?
Into the nitty gritty, I see.
Into the nitty gritty, into the catalyst and everything around it and all, you know, yeah, the tungsten optimization and Futon now is coming up. So
definitely. And in your experience, would you say when you had to break it down between like how long it took you to write the actual business logic of transforming your data versus everything else involved in building those pipelines, what would you say kind of that breakdown looked like?
Wow. So writing the code, maybe a couple of hours. But performance tuning, integrating ops work around it, monitoring, understanding the Spark history server and what's, you know, what's up with the DAG, the different, you know, graphs that we saw there, weeks.
Weeks. Yep, that's exactly right. And that's really the main value add that we saw with the Ascend platform is let's let people still write code. So it's not a UI-based platform or anything like that. You know, we still think code is the best way to express your business logic. But let's remove all those extra weeks of productionalizing it. Let's let you just write your code and launch it into production, similar to how you might find like an AWS Lambda or an Azure Functions, right? They let you just focus on that code, but you're not also writing all that server monitoring, how you're going to scale up and down and all of that.
That's amazing. That's absolutely fantastic. And also, I think it will enable more people to build data pipelines, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. One of the things that we've been seeing with the Ascend platform is outside of the data engineer, we're also seeing folks like data scientists or data analysts. You know, I think a term that's becoming popular is the citizen data engineer also be able to be empowered with this platform. So we do allow you to write in Python or Scala or Java, but also you can write it in SQL. And so in a lot of ways, it feels like you're working with a data warehouse, writing SQL and transforming the data every step of the way, even though actually there's no tables and it's all still pretty much in Blob Store.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's a lot of titles coming up. So I know what data engineer is, but what is a data citizen engineer?
Oh yeah, definitely. So what we're kind of calling the citizen data engineer, and this seems to be coming up a lot with startups, is someone whose official title isn't necessarily data engineer, right? It's not their day-to-day job to build and maintain and run these pipelines. However, in trying to actually accomplish their day-to-day job, whether it's ML or data science or, creating reporting for the business through data analyst, or even if it's software engineers and they're just trying to help build the product for their company, all of these folks have had to deal with the big data that we have these days. And so whether or not that their official title is a data engineer, we sort of are starting to call them these citizen data engineers because they're playing that role.
So they're basically helping different teams integrate with different stuff, but they're not necessarily writing code. Is that the case?
I think we see a mixture. So in some cases they're, maybe a little less writing code, but in other cases maybe they're just kind of rolling up their sleeves and doing it. And I think a common one that we see in startups is where you have a software engineering team, you have a group of data analysts or some scientists in another team, and there is actually no data engineers in the company yet because of how small it is. And so what you typically start seeing is the software engineers and the other side, the data analysts and the data scientists, are just kind of like, okay, well, we need to deal with this data. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna learn how to write some Python, from that side. Or the engineers are like, all right, well, I've written web servers and I work with databases, but let's see what it looks like to write a Spark job. And so you kind of see both of these sides just participating and getting the job done.
That's super interesting. So basically, like you said, we see startups and we know the team is not a huge one, and it's really hard to hire the data engineer expert that has this expertise of many years with working with Airflow or Spark or Apache Kafka or any of these technologies that are widely used in the data world. And you basically say, hey, I'm going to give you this platform and you can take it and run it on any cloud you want. And it's going to accelerate everything you do with data, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the dream. And to clarify, we have customers on both ends of the spectrum. We have some folks who are like, oh, thank goodness, we didn't have the skill set, so we're looking for a platform like this. But we also see customers that are heavy data engineering teams who just want to move faster. And so they're like, we don't need to constantly keep spending our lives on Spark tuning. And, we don't need to constantly keep reinventing the wheel with the code we're writing. Let's outsource that to a platform and let's move faster as a team.
That's awesome. I like the move faster as a team. It's, when you think about the business goals, it's like you want to shift software and you want to do it fast, but you also want to do it right. So especially with data, and we talk about, building pipelines and data quality and how data change the way we see different areas, and if we want to make data-driven decisions, or if we want to build our machine learning, and our machine learning is built on data, and if we don't have enough data, or we're not pulling the data correctly, or we're not building the data pipelines correctly, and we're losing data on the way, then we kind of lose the whole purpose of everything that we're building. So I really like your approach. So let's say, you know what, I have an application and I want to do more data pipeline with your framework. What do I need to do?
Yeah, sure, definitely. So with Ascend, we kind of break things down into three components, the read connectors, the transforms, and the write connectors. And as you can imagine, the read connectors are just bringing in your data into the Ascend platform. The Ascend platform under the hood will, get it into Blob Store and keep track of where all the data is. So, starting to build a data lake, really. And then the transforms are really where you'll spend the kind of the majority of your time, which is expressing your business logic. And with those, we really keep the interfaces quite simple. You're given a data frame as your input, or a list of data frames if you're joining across multiple, and you just return a data frame. So you're not reading and writing from Blob Store, you're not dealing with staging directories and failed Spark jobs and then committing to the final directory once you're ready. You're not doing any of that. It's really just minimal interface of input data frames, output data frame, and that holds regardless of which language that you're working in. And the fun part about Ascend as well, and this is where we really see multiple teams working together in the platform, is all of those transforms can be linked, and you can switch languages in between them. So you can write one in Scala, and then you could publish that to another team, and then they could transform it in SQL, and then somebody else could do an ML job in PySpark. You're really just mixing and matching there as you're building up your pipelines. And then the final piece is the write connector. And then that's where you have something that you want to start pushing out somewhere else, whether it's a warehouse or, some other blob store or a database. Now that you're happy with all of your transform and your machine learning or whatever it might be, you know, now let's push it out and materialize those results.
Yeah, materialize those results. It's always the hard part. It's like, hey, you know, we have this data. How do we talk? How are different components in our talk through the connectors, or what is the right connector? And what kind of data you even have? What's the schema? Is it aligned with the schema that, you know, I'm working with? Or do we need to do different alignments or anything of such? And there's also another area of observability. I remember specifically when working with Spark with Hadoop scale, one of the challenges were is observability. I have an issue in my cluster. Something happened. I know at the backbone, it's a JVM, something holding the process, or the garbage collection didn't kick in, or anything of such. And I basically have no eyes because I can't really see what's going on in my cluster. So how Ascend helped me with that area?
Yeah, sure, definitely. That's a big one. So, you know, right off the bat, I just want to say, the goal of moving to a platform like Ascend is that a huge class of those errors should just disappear. So for example, schema management and things like this, we can automatically fix destination schemas in your Snowflake or your Redshift, let's say, for example, such that it matches its upstream schema. And so all those kinds of tedious things that often break pipelines are automated in Ascend. However, you know, sometimes things go wrong. Even if we retry something, sometimes we can't get it through, or there might be some user error or business logic. And that's where we sort of get into the observability and the monitoring that oftentimes you would then have to build. And again, those are sort of built into the platform. So if anything fails, you can get notifications and webhooks in order to get what the failure was with the stack trace. You can pipe those into your PagerDuty or Slack, kind of depending on whatever infrastructure you have set up. And the errors and the warnings actually show up right there on the component that failed. So rather than digging through a whole bunch of Spark logs and things like this, we actually pre-parse all of those, bring you the stack trace right where you need it, with the ability to view the full error message if you need to. And then kind of the last part there, right, is the actual like kind of the infrastructure and what's going on with all of it and all of that. And again, that's why we call ourselves sort of a platform, is because, you know, we're maintaining and monitoring all of that on your behalf. So, you know, if the cluster needs to scale up, we'll do that. If the Spark job looks a little bit bigger than it looked yesterday, we'll automatically provision more executors to it. So all of those kind of common failures we're taking care of. And we sort of give you the visibility as to what the platform is doing for you, with the ability to override if you need to, and then abstracting away those details of common failure points.
That's great. This was one of my biggest challenge when working with Spark. I must give it to you. It's really tough to monitor this cluster and make sure it's, you know, you're on top of everything that happens and find the right, you know, log that tells you what really went wrong and which executor were, you know, involved in that thing, or, you know, what triggered there. So thank you for putting this together and making it available on your platform. And I know you also integrate with a lot of different Azure services like AKS, the Azure Kubernetes Services, and Azure Databricks. How does it work? Because you also kind of give a platform for working with data engineering. And I know a lot of the different areas can be, I know Azure Databricks also give kind of a unified platform. So how do you integrate and work together?
Yeah, definitely. And as you mentioned earlier, that the Ascend platform does run on all three clouds. And the reason we're able to do this is a combination of Kubernetes, as well as some of the cloud provider native services. So when we're deploying to Azure, we will use AKS for our Kubernetes deployment, and we will use like the Azure SQL servers for our database and things like this. And so then kind of in the ecosystem, where this all breaks apart is we do see ourselves as the higher level orchestration of the pipelines, which is where a lot of the kind of the problems occur and a lot of the rebuilding of code is happening. So when it comes to actually pushing out the Spark job, we're happy to push that into our own Spark deployment on Kubernetes. We're also happy to push that Spark work to like an Azure Databricks or like a Kubel provider, for example. So any kind of Spark provider goes, that's really where we're just pushing down the processing to. And in the kind of the larger ecosystem of things, you know, we consider ourselves more of the competitor to like an Airflow, for example.
That's fantastic. Right. Thank you, Shiel. It was a lot of information to process, but I am super excited for everything that you're building in Ascend and everything, all the goodness that you're bringing to the data engineering world and how you're going to simplify my life and other people's lives of, you know, not needing to get into the nitty-gritty of all these platforms, because there's a lot of platforms and I'm sure more open source solution will jump in, like Flink and a lot of other things that are coming up and giving us, you know, another reason to to want to learn more, but you're going to simplify it for us, so we'll see much more data engineers up and coming. So thank you, Shiel, so much for your time. It was lovely to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to see and learn a lot more about Ascend in the future.
Thanks, Addie. Happy to be here.